I have to imagine that killer, that would have had to have been the longest week of his life. You know, could you imagine if you were Thomas and all of the disciples had just come to you and said, "We've seen Jesus. He is risen from the hands and his feet." And Thomas, of course, probably like most of us, would have said, "I don't know. It sounds kind of crazy. You know, it has to be a dream that you all had together, or maybe a vision that you had, but it couldn't possibly be real." And in some ways, I think that the church always has us hear this gospel on the second Sunday of Easter, because that longest week of his life is almost like our whole life. Maybe some would say it felt like an eternity. Because throughout our whole life, you know, you and I, Lord, and yet we're also given that same opportunity to respond in a way of faith or of doubt. So Thomas is often referred to as doubting Thomas, but perhaps only because he's human, you know? And doubt isn't always a bad thing. Doubt can lead us to about Christ and the world and the Lord and, you know, certainly God's presence. So having isn't a bad thing, and we could be much like Thomas in that way. And maybe throughout our life, we've experienced doubt. We've experienced worry or anxiety, troubles or fears. We are no different than Thomas. Like our whole life that we're entering into. And so we enter in to know the risen Lord in a new way. And so on this second Sunday of Easter, we hear that familiar story of those disciples who are locked in the upper room. And why are they locked in the upper room? Because they're afraid. Their life could be next. And he shows them his wounds, his hands and his side. He doesn't hide them from them. They don't disappear. But his wounds become an image for them of his love for them, instead of being hidden from them. But yet you and I, we are hide our anxieties from the Lord. We hide our sins as if they've never happened, or if that, you know, our temptations as if they'll never come. We hide those things from God. But what does Jesus want us to do? To show our wounds to him. Because only he can change those wounds and make them opportunities for grace to enter in, for mercy to be received, and for life to be lived. That's the beauty of divine mercy, faith. So as we enter into this second Sunday of Easter, not be afraid to show the Lord our wounds, our worries, our anxieties, our fears, and our struggles, to give them to him so that he can transform them and make them and all of us